being a real
specifically
dingo right
said
now.
I'm not Harden. Being a real dingo.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here on The Drive, a little day baseball game, and looks like there's a potential Tyler will get to play a little celebration music right now as the Astros threw six innings. They lead 6-2, and shout out to Hunter Brown. Someone, what did somebody text and say, my, doesn't Ron feel dumb now? Hunter Brown, six innings, two earned, just like Dirty predicted. Oh, I don't feel dumb. You know, hey, you're in this business. Sometimes you miss on a few. He really rebounded.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, you just stood by your anger. You did not, your frustration. You didn't. I mean, you simply said, "I don't give a damn what he does from here on out. This is inexcusable."
Oh, I did not think that it was going to spin and turn into him being able to get through six innings.
That we talk about.
Get through six innings. Hell. I did not. This is time to get Bennett Sousa some work here. No, I did not. And he was at 69 pitches through three innings and was able to make his way through six. And right now, he's giving them a quality start. Six innings, two runs to the White Sox, and he's in line for a win. His offense, I will say, the facts of the situation. His offense really came through big in that one inning, getting four in, and he was kind of able to come out to be aggressive and did the job of that. Sometimes pitchers don't do that. He came out and was really aggressive, six pitches in that inning, and was able to finish the White Sox.
If you're the ball boy down the baseline there, sitting where the wall comes out by the bleachers a little bit, by the stands a little bit right there. And a ball bounces off that wall, caroms off that wall like it did right there. What kind of vibe are you running out there and getting it with? You dragging like old buddy was right there?
Hard jog? Hard jog.
I mean, when you come off the stool, are you thinking, all right, get my knees up, maybe pump my arms a little bit?
I'm being seen. I'm gonna give you something.
Probably best I don't ever have a boy.
Why?
Because I would, if my son drug his old feet out there going to get that ball like that, I'd probably critique him. I'd be sitting over at that in the bleachers right next to his stool and say, "Hey man, pick your damn knees up."
You got it. So for you, he's the ball boy. You're gonna be right there too, right?
Well, I mean, it's either there or home. At home, one way or another. If I look up there and he's dragging them old feet across the top of that grass, hey man, pick your knees up, man. I mean, whoever's handling that fine grass out there in the outfield at Dyken Park, you just drug your damn cleats halfway out in the outfield, man. Pick your feet up, son.
Okay. Well,
sorry, whoever his dad is, I'm just trying to help.
You think he's ticked off? You think his dad's annoyed by that?
No, if he's doing it, his dad may be a
foot dragger too.
Chief, if he's doing it that age right there, I doubt dad gives a rip about them feet dragging.
He's so proud of his son. He's the Astros ball boy.
My boy's going to be out there.
Six two.
Have a little sense of urgency, man. You ain't playing video games.
There you go. 6-2. There you go. Woke Tyler up.
Look at old Tyler.
for video games is so fun.
You ain't sitting in your room playing video games, son. Damn, there's 20,000 people watching you. Pick up your knees.
6-2 as they are in the seventh inning. We'll keep you updated on what's going on there. All right. We get a lot of texts, and we get a lot of conversations and text line from Twitter to YouTube to Twitch, all over social, and that's what we love. We love the interaction with our listeners and our audience. And somebody hit me up with this yesterday as we were kind of talking about CJ and the contract stuff, and they were like, "Hey Ron," because this felt like a legit question. Now some people are just being an ass, and then they seem to act shocked and surprised when they're being an ass to me and I meet them by being an ass to them, because I will go down into that basement with you. But this one, I could tell, like, this seemed like a straight up serious question. They said, "Hey Ron, out of curiosity, what has sold you on CJ Stroud so much? Why are you so locked in on this guy being that good? I just don't see it. He had a great rookie year. No doubt there's talent, but what locked you into making you think he is our quarterback? I would like to hear." And so, you know, Tyler, Clint, I listen. I was like, you know what? I want to give some real context and evidence to really why I believe some of the statements that I see on this text line and I see on YouTube and I see on Twitch and I hear from national people and I hear from some people is just absolutely brain dead crazy to me. Get that up, Pastor. One of the things that I did when I read that, I was like, all right, you know what? Let me look at the guys that's been around him. And see, that's why with you, Clint, we can have these conversations because I don't think, Clint, you question if he's good or if he can play. Your questions, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, too, if he has the leadership qualities that you think someone needs to have to lead to a championship. And if he is worth it enough for them to be able to play with the type of team that they want to play with.
Yeah, my opinion is far beyond is he good or not. It's not even funny. I mean, there is no anybody that tries to sell that C.J. Stroud can't spin it with anybody in the league. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers and the Pat. I'm just talking about can't throw the ball effectively and pass the ball at an elite NFL level is crazy. It's not about what he's capable of doing. For me, the conversation about CJ, which is the one I hear most of the time, is, you know, is he worth $60+ million? We've gone from about 50+ to 60+. Is he a piece or is he a pillar? Right? Is he one of those guys that's an alpha and can take over an organization, or is he just a quarterback that can produce and is talented? That's where I'm at with that. For me, that's the conversation around CJ Stroud.
And so, yeah. And so like I can get with that. Right. That's why I think we can have common ground and have conversations, whether we don't see complete eye to eye on CJ or not, because I can understand the space that you're coming from, and it's a space that makes sense. Some of this other garbage don't make sense. But I went through Clinton Tyler, and I said, all right, I just want to see who he's played with on the offense side of the ball. I just want to look through and see all the guys, because he's only been here 3 years, right, Tyler? He ain't been here 10 years.
Correct.
This ain't 9 years where it's a long stretch of guys. This is 3 years.
We're familiar with him now, but he ain't been here a decade.
What'd you say, Clint? Like the average years somebody plays is just over 3 years. Mm-hmm. Is that what the
for
average?
A reason? Yeah.
Yeah, just over 3 years. So then 3 years. Let's not talk about that. He's had two offensive coordinators. We know that part. He's also had two offensive coordinators who both of them, it was their first time on the job doing that, right? Two vastly different styles and systems, and at times it looks like one is working against what his natural skill set is. I went to all the offensive spots. I started at wide receiver. Tyler, these are the people, since he's entered the league, that he's played with. Now, I didn't just put down people who were just on the roster, Clint. I went and put people who have actually played in games with him. Nico Collins, bang up. Tank Dell, he's on the IR, has not played since 2024. Noah Brown, out of the league. Robert Woods, out of the league. John Metchie, hanging on as a third stringer with the Panthers. Hutchinson, fourth best receiver here for the Texans. Stephon Diggs, four teams in 4 years, but a good football player. Deontay Johnson, out of the league. Steven Sims, out of the league. Higgins, on IR. Noel, still here with the Texans. We'll see what he does this year. You remember Applebee's 2-for-20, Christian Kirk. He's on the IR right now with the 49ers. Braxton Berrios, practice squad with the Giants. Jared Wayne, 2 career catches, but he is in the league right now. Justin Watson, out of the NFL. Running backs, Devin Singletary, out of the NFL. Damian Pierce, practice squad with the Eagles. Dare, practice squad with the Raiders. Joe Mixon, out of the NFL. Cam Akers, out of the NFL. You remember J.J. Taylor? Out of the NFL. British Brooks, Andrew Beck, woo, hanging on with the Jets, still on the roster. Andrew Beck is still with us. Marks, and then Jawar Jordan, who's on the practice squad. Tight ends, Dalton Schultz, Brevin Jordan's played 2 games since 2024. Remember Tegan Quatoriano? He is hanging on with the Arizona Cardinals on their practice squad. Cade Stover still here. Anybody remember of Brendan Bates? Played 12 games. Brendan Bates, out of the NFL. Harrison Bryant, out of the NFL. Offensive line, he's got 9 guys who are played on the offensive line in the last 3 years who aren't in the NFL anymore. 25 guys in 3 years since he stepped foot on the field that's played with them in 2023, 25 guys aren't on 53-man rosters right now. 20 of them are completely out of the league. Those nine linemen, five of them starters to start seasons. Kenyon Green, not in the league anymore. George Fant, not in the league anymore. Shaq Mason, not in the league anymore. Lakin Tomlinson, not in the league anymore. Cam Robinson, not in the league anymore. Those guys were all pegged to be starters in the last 3 years. You look at this, and everybody talks, Clint, and says, all right, yeah, he hasn't had a great offensive coordinator. Yeah, he hasn't had, you know, a great offensive line. Yeah, there have been injuries. But the thought of, like, the expectation seems to be, CJ, we just going to give you this ish, and you make something out of it. And the thing is, when you look at this, is he has done that. He has repeatedly. He has made something out of it. So when you ask me, why do you think he is that good? Why do you believe that this guy is a good quarterback? Because at 24 years old, this is what they've given him. This is what has happened. And mind you, Clint, some of these top guys that are on the list, they have all been injured or unavailable in major times. Tank has never played in a playoff game or played past week 14. Nico has missed tons of time, including the playoff game last year. Joe Mixon just missed the entire season last year. That is one mark. You know it better than I do of a quarterback. What do you do when you don't have it all perfect? He has never had it perfect. None of it. And he has still excelled, right? And people can just say, well, no, he is just completely sucked from his first year. You can forget the Colts game 2 years ago. You can forget him going one-on-one against Josh Allen and playing against him. You can forget what he did against Kansas City last year. You can forget what he did against the 49ers last year. Dude is a good quarterback that has been giving this. And you ask and wonder, why do you think he's a good quarterback? Why do you think he's worth $55 million? Because they gave it to Trevor. They gave it to Tua. Jared Goff gets it. Look at everything he has around him. So I can get Clint your thought. What is, hey, does he have, is he a pillar? Does he have enough? I can get that conversation. I can get the conversation of, hey, man, we got Will Anderson. We got Danielle Hunter. We got Kamari Lashner. We got all these guys on this defense, man. I want to keep that together. Is he worth that? I can get that conversation. But don't give me the understanding that you don't get in his 3 years why he is somebody that would be worth or talked about as a franchise quarterback. He has done exactly what you would want. He has been given ish, and he has made something out of it every single year.
Well done. What you just did was you laid out, I've said it a million times, if I'm CJ Stroud in his camp, I ain't taking nothing less than something I can't walk away from. And if I'm the Texans, I'm hesitant to put it out there. If you just laid out every reason why C.J. Stroud, even in a moment where the last time we saw him on the field, it was ugly. It was historically bad, right? Even in that moment, C.J. Stroud can still look him in the eye and go, nah, you got to do better than that. You got to do better than that. And if I were C.J. Stroud, it's exactly where I'd be. You just laid it out as well as anybody can lay it out. You have given me ish, and I have won 10-plus games. Hell, last year, 10 in a row, and gone to the second round of the playoffs three straight years.
I would like to also throw in a secret here. Guys, that defense that played last year, that's not the defense he's had every year. This has not been a defense that's just dragging C.J. Stroud in the offense every year. That first year that he was here and they went to the playoffs and lost to the Ravens, it was a good defense. They weren't what we just watched this year. Mm-mm. 2 years ago, they were a good defense, a better defense, top 10 defense. They weren't this. We're talking about historic worthy, where they didn't even need people. It felt like at times to win games. He ain't been sitting here with that defense this entire time. He has been the one dragging. Text line coming in. You sound like you're on CJ's payroll. It sounds like that was wired to you from David Mulligan. No, it's not wired to me. It's factual. It is literally factual. right? Like, he has been expected.
He faxed it.
He did. He faxed it. He's been expected to just turn water to wine. And in 3 years at 24, he's done it. He's done it every year. Justin Herbert, you know what? Justin Herbert, he's been screwed by injuries. He's got John Harbaugh. How many playoff wins does Justin have? None. All those dudes, Herbert, Trevor, Tua, they all got paid. They got one playoff win combined. And it's because Trevor beat Justin, who blew a 4-touchdown lead.